This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half of the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the thoughts from the people on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. That's a companion piece to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show that Michael Harrison and I do. And it goes through all of the stories and the people, as we have time, the top 10 items, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine, top 10 list of people. I kind of go back and forth on this. Sometimes we take the list of issues, and then sometimes we take the people. And because the people always wrap around the big stories, let's start with that, ladies, shall we? And begin with the ever-loving Gavin Newsom, who shows up at number 10 this week. Jennifer, you can take the ball and bring us through that nitwits, whatever has crept into his life this week that affects all the people who live in California. What's his story?
Well, he's getting the recall is getting closer and closer. The deadline was St. Patrick's Day, so all of the signatures that were collected were turned in. There were 2.1 million of them, and now they're being combed through to look for duplicates to make sure that all the signatures are accurate, appropriate. And
who does that, by the way? Who's responsible?
Usually the registrar, the local county's registrar of voters will do that. So they certify the signatures. Now, what this was unusual about this recall is that the recall had volunteers that went through and pre-screened most of the signatures. So they went through the certification process early. They dumped out dupes. They made sure that everything was blocked. So when they handed it over to the registrar or voters for certification, they knew that they were handing over a certain amount of signatures because they have what's called a drop rate. They have like a 28% drop rate, which means that they're going to throw out 28% of the signatures that were collected. They needed 1.4 million. Well, 1.5, just under 1.5 million to get a recall on the ballot. They turned in over 2.1 million signatures. So most people believe that a recall is definitely in Gavin Newsom's future. I think even he knows it.
He deserves it. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
What is the Democrat Party going to do? Are they going to support him, or are they going to put up a candidate so that they don't lose a governor's seat? I mean, for Democrats to lose California's governor's seat, that would be a pretty disastrous thing. So now they have a choice. Do we put our resources behind saving Gavin, or do we bring in a good, strong Democrat with name recognition? And that's been the conversation now. Tom Steyer, who ran for president, who's got a lot of money, has showed some interest. Antonio Villaraigosa, who's the former mayor of Los Angeles.
Oh, right, Steyer. Yeah. What did we think of him when he was? He was a pretty intelligent guy.
He was okay,
from what I remember.
Actually.
Yeah.
He was a nerd. He was a big dork, but he's very, very, very progressive. He's more progressive than Gavin Newsom, and you know that's. Everybody has their own opinion. Just my personal one
doesn't work for you.
Doesn't work. Yeah. So
I would not
be a fan. Yeah.
Also
thrown his name.
Number 10 and number 9 together on the people list. Go with number 9 on the story list, and that's the story, if you will, of Andrew Cuomo, who finds himself sort of in the same place in a theoretical sense as Newsom.
I'd rather be Newsom support today than same. Gotta be honest. Yeah.
Really. Okay, so
Newsom
tell us
does
why,
have
both of
good
you.
Hair too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Newsom is getting recalled, and that's for sure. Cuomo, we don't know what's going to happen to him. They're investigating impeachment, but he's got so many scandals to deal with, and some of them are just political scandals, but some of them are criminal investigations that are going on. It's possible that he could have criminal charges filed against him for the nursing home scandal, for hiding those deaths. It's possible he could have criminal charges filed against him for sexual assault. I don't know. I just don't think it's a good place to be. And his response last week when asked by a reporter if he was going to resign, he said, "No, I'm here to stay, darling." I mean, do you not understand what optics
darling.
Look like? Like, all of the scandals. Do not be calling people darling. We're not in we're not in Mad Men right now. I mean, just get it together. Stay quiet. I don't know. It's crazy.
Right.
The latest one, he had another woman come out this week, someone who currently works for him.
Yeah. Okay, number eight on the people is Sidney Powell. Number seven, Ahmed Al-Alwi Alisa. I don't know that name. That didn't. What
that's
were that?
The Boulder. Anyway. That's the Boulder shooter.
Shooter. Okay, that's right too. But he. Well, I almost said. I almost said something that I would probably have regretted. So I guess I shan't say it. Let's talk about that, the situation, because that's the number one story this week, actually. What this fellow did, violence in general, back to the gun control discussion. Isn't that interesting that I paid no attention to? I'm just sort of reflecting on this for a second, that I paid no attention to his name.
That's on purpose because it's not even the name was withheld for almost 24 hours, which is very unusual.
Who would make that decision?
Probably the Boulder police or the FBI, whoever was investigating it. And then when the Boulder police chief came out and named him, she called him Ahmed Alisa. She left out the Al-Alwi, which I don't know why she chose to do that. I mean, it's typical because most times, I mean, in the shooting in Georgia, we learned the suspect's full name. And so a lot of people are thinking that they were trying to control the narrative that this was someone who was a believer of a radicalized Islamist. And so,
why would good Americans want to control the narrative when something looks like that?
Well, here's the thing, because it does look like that, the only thing, and I don't know the reason, I'm just speculating, but, you know, we have had such an influx of anti-Asian crime happening right now, and we know that, you know, there have been so many crimes against people from other countries when it, you know, if you think that this is an Islamic terrorism thing, then anybody with a name or a turban or whatever, even though people get that wrong, you know, then hate crimes, there's a spike in hate crimes.
Okay.
It could be that maybe they were trying to...
I don't know about that. I don't know. I think that's
always a spike in hate crimes.
Let's think about it this way. With the focus, the border is number three this week and the situation there on the list. And you look at the people, some of the people that are involved in trying to stem that flow. And you think about race relations, which is number eight on the countdown this week. So let's see if they don't go together in a manner of speaking, because there are so many people that are coming into this country. A lot of folks who are not working and they give up their jobs to other people, whether this is correct or not, whether there's a certain amount of ignorance that flows into this thinking, that's not really the issue. What I'm suggesting is that this is all a reaction, and we have more people coming here than any place else in the world. A lot of folks like to go to certain countries in Europe, for sure, but you don't find anybody trying to break down the walls to get into China, do you? Or into India? Or into places where the living is horrible. The living is great here, and we've let ourselves become a target because it is nice, and so we're trying to be nice. And when you try to be nice, it sometimes gets stuck up your keister. And that's what's happened here, way out of control. And so the reaction that some people have, who may or may not have, I'm not saying this is true, but it justifies it in some people's minds, when you don't like someone of a different race, who has come here, so you think, to take your job or to change the way our lifestyles are, to pay more attention to people who are minorities, when many people think that that's gone over the top. This is all reaction city. I can see it makes great sense. I don't say I like it, but it makes nothing but sense to me. And then, on top of that, when you see the city of Chicago Evanston is where this took place this week. They're going to become the first city to offer reparation money to black residents whose families suffered during the discriminatory practices after the Civil War. And people are asking, is this going to be the national model to give money? Remember what Larry Elder said, reparations are people who never owned slaves giving money to people who never were slaves. And that's really, they've put aside $400,000 in Evanston, Illinois, to give $25,000 apiece to a small number of people who are black, that live in Evanston. They're going to use the money for home repairs or down payments on mortgage. I will tell you one thing that I know.
That's actually a really good use of money then.
Well, it isn't bad. Let me tell you from the farm point of view, ladies.
Home repairs equal an increase in home value.
Business.
Is the government responsible for giving that to everybody or just to one person? I mean,
well, that's the question. Let me just give you the bird's eye view from the farm perspective. For what we found out this year, I was a member of a group in the National Farmers Union looking at this, and I must admit I wasn't a big participant in it, but I was interested in the outcome, and I declared that I would talk about it on the air because that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to show some light on the country's discriminatory practices. This is not just public. This is private. The farm lending institutions have not given loans to black people who had the same accreditation, if you will, as white people. And this has been going on in the South, the Midwest, the Mid-South. There is a real problem. I put that in quotation marks, but it's real. So do we take money like these people have? And by the way, some of the help now that there's been light shined on it is coming from the banks, not from the federal government. But the banks have been sort of cowed into, if you'll pardon the pun, giving money to blacks when you look at their record and it's horrendous and there's no excuse for it because many of the black farmers have exactly the same kind of credit as the white farmers. So is it better if this is the approach to have, I think that's the question you're asking, Jennifer, to have the money come from private sources that may, you know, businesses that may have been affected by prejudicial practices.
If you're worried about the banks or loans, I've never on any loan document that I've ever filed been asked to give my race. It always says optional. It always says optional. It never says that you have to, and they say for demographic purposes. So I've never.
And in your marriage, the status of your marriage: are you married or single, and are you white or not? That's the question.
Okay, well, I've been asked about whether you're married or not, which might be discrimination. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they discriminate me for one income. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've never, it is always said optional when they ask about your demographic. And I don't know if that's a California thing or what. But the idea is
this. It is, in part. Yeah.
Is it the government's job to give money to people to build houses or to create their dream? And if so, isn't it discriminatory if they're only giving that to certain
people?
Yeah,
it's discriminatory. That's why it's better to come from.
So isn't this reverse discrimination?
Sources.
I mean, my grandfather was dirt poor in Chicago and built his life and went to work for the county as a janitor and raised my dad and my uncle and gave a good life to my grandmother. Should he get money for growing up in Illinois in those conditions?
There's the question. 18 after the hour.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well.
Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get to the trending items that apply to this week's story list of the people list at talkers.com. You'll find the list there. You also find the list on our sites as well, Jay, right? Jay Kirshner is here.
All yes, the social TJP media. Yes, Show, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yes, all right. So, let's extrapolate a little something here. When we're talking about COVID, which is the number two story this week, the vaccines, variations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I see the National Football League has relaxed the rules for teams that have been vaccinated. So what is this there? What does this say to the people in the stands? And how does this apply? What is going on here?
So with the draft, it's going to be in Cleveland, Ohio this year. Last year's draft, understandably so, was a virtual event. And so what they're doing in Cleveland is the draft, the teams that are vaccinated in their war rooms are going to have some kind of different rules. So teams that are vaccinated, their war rooms, they do not have to wear masks.
What does it mean, war room? What's the war room?
That's where the people who are drafting
plays.
Different players, where they're all together and they're huddled and they're making their plans and are they going to make their draft and do their pick? Are they going to give somebody else their draft pick and, move? So they call those the war rooms.
Okay.
So teams that are vaccinated, they will not have to wear masks. They will have flexible physical and social distancing rules. However, they will have a cutoff of 10 staffers in those rooms. Now, the non-vaccinated teams, they will have to adhere to strict COVID policies. They will have to have masks. They will have to have social distancing. And then their cap per people will be 20 people per room.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to actually see the candidates sitting, in a room somewhere, or are they all at home? Do we know how that's going to work for the draft?
I haven't seen anything about where the players being drafted are going to be. They've normally, prior to COVID, they were all in this big banquet room. Some
right.
people were still always, they weren't in-house, they were virtual still. Last year everyone was virtual.
Right.
I don't know if we're going to see a mix of it or if those players will still be virtual and it's just the war rooms that will have people in-house.
Hmm. All right. Well, there's that. Let's see, who else? The list of people this week, by the way, for the first time, the list does not include Donald Trump in the top 10 people, even though one of the trending stories is Trump starting his own social media.
I wasn't surprised when the news kind of got straightened out in a sense, that he was not going to start his own. He's going to be co-branding off of someone else. Right. That's not a surprise. Trump doesn't put money into any. He doesn't put his own money into anything. So it's someone else will pay for it. But we don't know what it's going
to
look like.
Question
that.
Trending on our social media has to do with whether you'd get a COVID vaccine. Would you take a shot from your dentist? Because apparently the word is out that because Biden wants to have everybody get their shot by the 4th of July, when you go get your Novocaine shot, you can also get a shot for the virus. Anybody got a problem with that? Or
why would you have a problem with a dentist when people are trusting pharmacists to do it?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Out of everybody that answered, 100% said no, they would not allow their dentist to give them a COVID shot.
Really?
I love my dentist.
Wow.
That's so weird. You let your dentist take teeth out of you and drill holes in your face, but you won't get a shot in your arm?
Yeah, they're medical professionals. I don't understand.
All right. So let's see. Kamala Harris, number two on the list this week. She's going to speak at Empower Women with Bill Clinton. Interesting combination.
Right? And that's what people are agreeing with. I mean, this man, it has an infamous sex scandal. He's a legendary serial womanizer. He does have accusations of sexual assault, sexual misconduct.
Hello, Jeffrey Epstein's plane.
Yeah, he's going to be speaking at this Empowering Women's Conference, and a lot of people are like, why? This is so cringeworthy. What qualifies him to be there? Was there not somebody else you could get? What kind of system is this?
I think Andrew Cuomo is going to be the master of ceremonies.
Yeah. Well, what does that say about Harris, too? I think there's a question about her and how she plays into all of this. Anyway, so that's some of the trending items. Check them all out. The DJV social media, Jay does a great job on it. Find what is trending there. 28 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Justice will not be swift for the Colorado shooting suspect. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Daugherty saying yesterday that the trial of Ahmaud Elisa will likely take at least a year. Daugherty also giving an update on the investigation.
The investigation is progressing rapidly. All the agencies involved and committed to ensuring justice is done have been working incredibly hard day and night, as they will throughout the weekend, to make sure that all the information that can be learned about the shooter, the victims, the witnesses, King Supers, any connection between all of those becomes known.
The 21-year-old Elisa charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder for Monday's shooting at a Boulder grocery store. More charges pending. the U.S. Navy to help remove a container ship stuck in the Suez Canal. The Pentagon says Egypt wants to lead the removal operation, but the Navy stands ready to assist in any way. This is USA Radio News. All students could be back in classrooms by the end of the year. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said this week his goal is for 100% of schools to offer in-person learning as soon as this fall.
You know, the goal really is to provide in-person learning options for as many students as possible, as quickly as possible, and as safely as possible. And we know we can do it. There are examples across the country where it can be done. And that is our goal. Pre-K through 8, definitely, but we're not leaving out our high schoolers who also need to be a part of that school community and engage with their peers and their teachers.
Cardona on ABC's The View yesterday. He also says it will not be mandatory for everyone to be vaccinated before re-entering schools. Three more states, Kansas, Minnesota, and South Carolina, announcing yesterday they'll allow residents 16 and older to get vaccinated next week. Meanwhile, concerns are growing that the U.S. could have a surplus of COVID vaccine doses by the middle of May. The number of doses the White House has asked manufacturers for is about 70 million more than the U.S. population. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Check out the good, the bad, and the ugly here on the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the hot hits from the stories that have been gleaned by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is at talkers.com as well. All these stories have been vetted by the staff, by listening to lots of talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country. That's where the list comes from. Border situation is number three on the list. As I've decided, we'll go back and forth and equate the people to the stories. The president news conference this week, ladies, seemed to Joe Biden is number one on the people list. Not a surprise there. I noticed that the Border Patrol in the Rio Grande Valley is considering releasing illegal crossers into our country without a court date. So where does that leave us? That becomes
That's a new procedure. So it was catch and release, and what catch and release was is that they'd hand you a court date, and you were supposed to show up, and most people did not, and that was the problem with catch and release. Now this is like catch and release on crack, where they're just saying, here's a pamphlet of all the immigration courts throughout the country. When you get to where you're going, call and make yourself an appointment so that we can deal with your asylum claims. Right.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Right.
Makes
yeah.
it even easier.
Of course. Yeah. The reasoning for the decision, so they say, is that the situation becomes so dire that the Border Patrol has no choice but to release people immediately after apprehension because there's no space to hold them.
There's no place to put them.
So why are they letting him in the country? How did you feel both, I think all three of you watched the press conference with the president, so how did he handle this? I'm sure I'm going to get a couple of different readings here, but Victoria,
the border stuff is a mess. I think that was pretty obvious. I think everyone can agree on that. And there were unclear answers. There were contradicting answers. Every case is different. It's complicated, and especially when kids are involved. The thing that people don't realize is when young kids, and you know, their kids as young as, you know, 2 to 3 years old, if they don't have parents with them, they have to go before a judge at the border, and essentially a 3-year-old has to tell the judge why they left their country. And the attorneys are now lashing out at this, saying this is ridiculous that we are trying to force a 3-year-old to tell a judge why they left. I mean, 3-year-old, this is a baby. So it's the whole thing is just a mess.
And that's
really
one
is.
Part of it, because a lot of kids will come in with like a post-it note with who they belong to, and that's ridiculous. But Biden himself yesterday, I can't even believe he said it, said that 70 or over 70% of the kids that we call unaccompanied minors are 16 or 17 years old. Well, those kids are not coming here like little babies. They're coming here to join the workforce. And
yeah,
we have
that
a workforce.
Age they are.
Yeah, and Biden himself said over 70% of them are doing that. He also said something that was not true. He said that by and large, we're sending people back. It was released by Axios this week that only 13% of the people coming to the border are actually being sent back. Most of them are just being let into the country, and he wasn't pushed back about that.
What are we doing to ourselves here?
And I was surprised. The thing in California that's made a lot of headlines this week is that, you know, the focus has been a lot on Texas and Arizona with the border crossings, but California's getting slammed too, and they're going to open up the San Diego Convention Center to house these migrants because there's no place for them. And if you are a foster parent, you're being asked in California to take in, I'm not even making this up, up to 26 migrant kids if you're able to.
What are we doing to ourselves? What's the rush? What's the reason? How is it that these people are so blind? Is Biden's judgment that bad when it comes to this? It sure looks like it. And the people around him, is it they're just this mania to do what? And in what name do you let all these people come into the country?
But that was not the tone that he had during the press conference. He made it pretty clear that we're going to be seeing in the next week or so a lot more people getting sent back. And part of that is the negotiation with Mexico, which he's now put on Kamala Harris to kind of spearhead those discussions. So it was not a clear answer, and it's not a great answer for a press conference. But I think the overall sentiment was it's a wait and see. And
this is something that didn't need to happen. It happened because of what he said when he was running. And it happened because of what he did the first day that he got into office. The reason we have to negotiate with Mexico again, we already had a deal. At this time 6 months ago, there was already a well-organized process going on with Mexico. And now even the Mexican president is laughing at us, going, the migrant president in over his head, making promises he can't deliver on. I mean, it's embarrassing. And then the stonewalling, not allowing the media in. Again, ask yourself, if another president did this, what would people say? And, you know, the answer at the press conference was, well, we'll let you in when we're ready. Well, that's like a criminal saying, well, police, you can come in after I hide the weapon. I mean, come on.
The border stuff was probably his weakest moments of the press conference.
But it's the most important thing. Now, let's go one step further, shall we? Apparently, a lot of Republican attorneys general have taken a blowtorch to some of the things in the Biden first 100 days, suing the administration over the pipeline, suing the administration over immigration policies, suing the administration over climate policy.
They can sue all they want. I mean, when Trump was in, he had a bunch of attorneys general suing him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, why do you think Javier Becerra is our new department, the secretary of the Department of HHS, Health and Human Services? It's because, as Attorney General of California, he sued Trump 150 times. So,
well, did he get anywhere with the suits? Any of them?
Sometimes
they do. But
I mean, Texas has already sued Biden for some of the border policies, and they won. They won an injunction temporarily. So, yeah.
All right, let's tie two things together here. Let's tie together the situation with the people coming into the country and why they're coming in and who they vote for, and the Voting Rights Bill, which is known as H.R. 1. Cleaning up our election system, making states accountable for the messes, and what are we really going to do? How are we going to vote? That's a national issue that doesn't seem to be getting settled. The politics of this are pretty obvious, at least on two levels. That is, all these people coming into the country can make a good argument. They'll vote for the people who helped them get in here. And that's number one.
That's a secondary issue, though. The reason we're talking about voting rights is because there's a bill, H.R. 1, which is from the House. Now, the Senate is arguing, and there was testimony this week between Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer. First time both of them testified kind of against each other, I think since 2006 or 2007. And they're arguing about whether or not we should federalize electoral, like an election process. And in and of itself, I think even if this bill goes somewhere, it'll be challenged because it's unconstitutional. It takes away from states' rights. And I think a lot of people know that. And so then the argument is, why press forward? And to get this passed, the reason we talk about the filibuster is that they would have to end the filibuster to probably get this passed, because everybody is so divided on this. Democrats see it as a power play. Republicans see it as a power play. So everybody's up in arms about this. And what I thought was interesting yesterday at the this week at the press conference is that Joe Biden was asked about the filibuster, and they asked him if he thought it was racist, a racist process. And he said yes. But the only people who have filibustered, there's not been one piece of Biden legislation that has been filibustered by Republicans since he began in January. The only people who filibustered were Democrats in the last 4 years of Trump. If it's racist to filibuster, why in the world did Obama do it so much? Why did Kamala Harris do it so much? Why did Joe Biden himself do it so much? Filibustering.
He was talking about Jim Crow. That was the
they equated the filibuster to Jim Crow. That's what they were doing. Jim Crow laws.
Well, he had said that it was abused, which I agree with him, that it's been way overused.
But he abused it. That's the point. The point is that the only people who have been filibustering anything in recent history have been Democrats. There hasn't been a Republican filibuster in years.
Well, there are some other things here. As I look at the list that we may not have spent as much time on as we ought to, number 6, the Capitol insurrection investigation. I want to talk about that with you in a matter of moments here as we continue on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Story list now from Talkers. This is a list that's printed at talkers.com. You can find it there. Also on the DJV Show sites on social media and at djvshow.com. Number 10, a focus on the environment and that volcano in Iceland this past week. Number 9, the problems that Governor Cuomo and Governor Newsom are facing. This is the second or third week in a row that's been on the countdown list. Number 8, race relations, discrimination, etc. Number 7, our relationship with China, Russia, North Korea, etc., etc., and Iran. Number 6, the insurrection investigation and where that's going. Voting rights legislation. Number 5, the educational situation and our economy. Number 4, the situation on the border is 3. COVID is number 2. And violence is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now, we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Doug Stephan here with a people list, official list from Talkers Magazine, so we have it at least once during the course of the program, so you know exactly what the list is, because we're always referencing it, but I kind of jump around sometimes in our interpretation and study of some of these items and some of the people. Gavin Newsom is at 10, Andrew Cuomo is 9, Sidney Powell is 8, Alisa, that's the guy's name who did the shoot 'em up in Boulder, he's at 7, Chuck Schumer is at 6, Mitch McConnell at 5, Ted Cruz at 4, Dr. Fauci is at 3. Check out the reaction to eugenics that Fauci may be a part of, according to some rumor makers, rumor mongers. Some I would point you in the direction just to educate yourself about it. Number 2 is Kamala Harris, the vice president, and Joe Biden, number 1 president, with his all the attention paid to him this week because of the press conference. So there it is, the people list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. All right, back into the fold here, 45 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. So the number 6 item, as I was pointing out a few minutes ago, is the continuing investigation into what happened January 6th. I thought it was interesting that the former interim U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin reiterated that he thinks charges of seditious conspiracy could be brought against some of these defendants in the breach on January the 6th. This is not done very often, a sedition. When's the last time you heard anybody charged with sedition? I don't know, is it digging? There are a lot of other people who are saying the same thing. The folks in certain departments in Washington closely looking, they say, at evidence related to these charges. We are working on the cases. The results will bear fruit very soon.
They have so many different tiers
Proud Boys,
of involvement.
Yeah.
You know, like they're the people who physically busted through the door and the windows and grabbed Nancy Pelosi's laptop or whatever. And then there are people who were just standing outside who never went in. So there are so
who
many different layers.
This,
right.
You know,
so there are so many
annoying
layers of investigations, I think, to figure out who was actually doing what. And it's not easy.
Well, it's stupid. I mean, this is, you need to go, we know who the people were that broke through. They have security footage. Those people need to be arrested. They need to be in jail if they are not already, and they need to have the book thrown at them. That's number one. Number two, the people who went to the Trump rally, who weren't even near the Capitol, not by a mile, literally a mile, are being investigated. Their houses are being tossed. The FBI is coming and confiscating people. I had a friend, this is happening, I'm not making, like, this is not just like conjecture something I saw online. Someone's house was tossed by the FBI. They took a Trump bumper sticker. That's what they recovered as evidence. You laugh, but think about when the FBI comes to your door and they do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
All right, so we were talking about the number 5 item is voter rights legislation. We've covered pretty much everything. The shooting violence, what went on, I thought it was interesting, the response on air in the radio community in Boulder and in Denver. They started something after the Boston Marathon when Boston Strong became a phrase. Now it's Boulder Strong. Fundraisers going on through the week and over the weekend to raise money for the victims of this mass shooter. So, you know, you look at this and you think, okay, what's going on in America? And how is it that do these things go on? That's a question I heard. And maybe this is a good question for our social media. Why do these things go on in America? What is there? Is it back to what we were saying a few minutes ago or earlier in the program? You know, the fact that the border crisis has brought all these people in, they're getting jobs from Americans, and that annoys people. Is it that deliberate, or do just people have hate in their system? They just don't, you know, they grow up around in a certain way, and when that lifestyle is challenged, they want to do whatever they can to get back what they think is theirs.
And, I don't know. I think the larger issue is mental illness, and it needs to be addressed.
But that's not what came out this week. That was, where did I see somewhere somebody said...
I'm confused now. Are we talking about, because you just conflated the border with Boulder, are we talking about the Boulder shooter?
I'm talking about why people are this angry, and this is part of the Asian
thing.
Well,
this guy was schizophrenic. I mean,
well, of course he was nuts. He shouldn't have had a gun. You know, there are all kinds of issues to this. This is, I suppose, a perfect talk radio conversation because it goes in so many different directions, Victoria.
Yeah,
and
but
it does.
I don't think this is being labeled as a hate crime. I think this
it
could be. I mean, first of all, I think all crimes are hate. But he went in and shot only white people. And so now people are saying if that is what he was targeting, then are we going to call this a hate crime? I don't know.
Unga bunga. All right, confusing world. We're trying to make sense out of it here as we overview the things on the charts from Talkers Magazine. Thanks to Jennifer and Victoria and Jay. Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. Tech Talk time, a review of the hot issues, the hot topics from the world of technology this week, the top five. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleague Victoria Keelan, who's gone through all these items and has a page 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So let's start at number five, shall we? And answer the question, why the Snyder cut of Justice League looks weird on your television. Why is that, Victoria?
Well, the reason is, and this is 4 hours long, so this is an investment of your time if you want to see the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League, which is actually really popular. It's on HBO Max. People are really loving it. But it does look strange on certain TVs, and the reason for that is because it was shot in the 4:3 ratio framing that dominated television programming from 1920 until 1990. But the reason that he shot it that way is because it's actually the best fit for IMAX formatting when it appears in theaters. The problem, though, is it's not in theaters. It's at home on your TV. So depending on what your TV is, what the structure of, you know, how it was built, how old it is, how new it is, sometimes having a newer TV is actually going to work against you. But some people are reporting that they can ignore it and they're not really bothered by it, and other people are, like, really online screaming and complaining about it. So just be warned. Don't adjust your TV. It was meant to be that way.
And number four, Disney Plus is a good money grab for you.
Yep. So Disney Plus announced this week that after holding out for a really long time, Black Widow starring Scarlett Johansson, her first standalone movie as that character, they were holding it out just until, you know, the pandemic was over and it was going to be in theaters. Now they've given in and it will be on Disney Plus the same day that it appears in theaters. You still have to pay an extra $29.99 for it. But on top of that, Disney Plus announced this week that they're raising all their prices. And so starting pretty much right now, if you are an existing customer, your next bill is going to be a dollar more, whether you pay by the month or you do the Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu bundle. That's going to go up to $14 a month, and instead of $13, the yearly cost is now $79.99 for the bundle.
Number three on our quest to get to number one, Amazon drivers and what they are supposed to be doing now.
Yeah, Amazon's giving its delivery drivers an ultimatum in basically give up your privacy or give up your job. They are forcing their 75,000 U.S. delivery drivers to sign a biometric consent form, which allows Amazon to track them with high-tech cameras. The cameras are made by a transportation company that snaps, essentially what they do is they snap photos of the drivers to confirm their identity, which seems okay. It's like, you know, you have a badge to go into your office with your picture on it. So that's not that bad. But then it gets into a little more crazy stuff. So they're not telling anyone what biometric information they're actually storing. So we don't really know how far this can go. Drivers are supposed to be signing this thing immediately or losing their jobs. The technology is capable of detecting when a driver yawns, if they talk on the phone, if they're not wearing a seatbelt. It's pretty invasive. And so Amazon said they plan to use the cameras to track all of the vans, the locations, the movements, including their speed, their braking, the turns, and how close they follow other vehicles. So this is a real test of, you know, of how good of a driver are you if you are, you know, if you're going to be employed by Amazon. One of those sticking things here, though, is they have 800 third-party companies that work with Amazon. And those drivers are saying, hey, wait a minute, we're subcontractors. We don't even work technically for Amazon. We're not signing it. So this will probably end up in court. Yeah.
All right, number two.
This is some really good news. As we've been talking about, you know, investing in American business, especially when it comes to technology, Intel has a new CEO, Pat Gelsinger, and he didn't waste any time this week announcing some big changes. They have a new announcement called Engineering the Future, and it's a $20 billion investment into two new factories in Arizona, as well as a new branch of the company called Intel Foundry Services. What they're going to do there is they're going to use it to make semiconductors and chipsets. Now, as we know, the world has a shortage of semiconductors right now because of the pandemic.
Ask the car dealers, man. They've gotten real short.
Right.
A lot of car companies can't get enough product because they can't get these chips.
Exactly. Chips literally run everything from your video game console to your brand new car. So this is good news for Intel, and it's going to give them a leg up on Apple, because Apple's developing their own chip as well. So it's again, the best part of this is that it's here in America, and this is a, you know, proprietary tech that will be American.
Good. All right, number one tech story of the week has to do with former President Trump.
Yep, he made a lot of headlines this week talking about his return to social media in the next few months. His senior advisor, Jason Miller, did a whole media round saying in the next 2 to 3 months, Trump will return with his own platform. Turns out it's not actually his own platform. He's going to be partnering with another platform, but we just don't know which one yet.
Right.
So we'll see.
It's Trump. That's all you got to know. It's Trump. That's Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen with the top five items this week from the world of technology. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.